It's time for today's daily devotional. Also, if you would like to continue your daily devotional, or maybe you've missed one, I have started today posting discussion questions, the outline, and we will be posting the audio on our website, which you can locate at WBYZ94.com. Under featured, all you have to do is click on it and download the PDF if you'd like to continue working on some of this. Now, this week we are studying in Isaiah 40, and we are asking the question, is your gas tank empty? And actually, that is a series that's inspired from past sermons of Harvest Church. Scripture focus today, Isaiah 40, 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Now, let's talk about this. Is your gas tank empty? Have you ever pushed your car past its limits? And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but basically, you're ignoring the maintenance, you're skipping the oil changes, you never check the tires. I mean, tire pressure, what's that? Or maybe you drove miles with a hidden leak in the gas tank, only to break down unexpectedly. Spiritually, we often treat ourselves kind of the same way. And in Isaiah 40, he speaks to people who are weary, tired, not just in body, but in spirit. They were exiled. They were burdened. They were losing hope. They, of course, God, the prophet, reminds them that he never grows tired. And better yet, he gives strength to those who admit that they're weak. Let's look at two ways that we can find ourselves running on empty today. Number one, the big one, is we ignore the owner's manual, right? Well, every car comes with one. So does life. It's called the Word of God. And right there in the middle of God's rhythm for life is the command to rest. It's called the Sabbath. God didn't create Sabbath to burden us. He created it to bless us. It's a divine pit stop. But many of us, yep, you and I, we push past that manufacturer's specs. We work through rest days. We say yes to everything. We even skip church or worship thinking we can catch up later. But running nonstop isn't holy. It's harmful to your body. That's right. What's another way? Unaware of those hidden leaks? Well, you know, sometimes we do all the right things. Sometimes we're on top of it. We're reading scripture. We're praying. We're going to church. But you know what? We are just absolutely exhausted. And why? Because there are leaks in our tank. And sometimes those leaks could be like from relationships that are constantly draining us with drama or criticism. You know, some of those conversations you might have had recently, conflict. Other times it could be the responsibilities when we're overcommitted and we're saying yes to everything. Yes to this, yes to that, but we're saying yes to everyone but to God. Even Jesus took time away from the crowds. Now, if the Son of God needed space to rest and pray, then certainly we do too. And if we're leaking our energy faster than we're being filled, then maybe it's time for us to check our spiritual hoses, right? So today, don't keep running on fumes, because God's station is always open. His fuel never runs out. Those three words we're focusing on this week: stop, rest, and refuel. And maybe some of your individual prayers, depending on what you're going through, could start off with, God, I'm tired and I need this. God, refill me with this. Or God, help me let go of this. Just some things to think about today as we come to you in prayer. God, we confess that we are just running on empty. We've pushed past your limits. We've ignored your design for rest and renewal. We've let people and pressures drain us. Teach us to honor your Sabbath, to rest in your presence, and to recognize the leaks in our lives. Fill us up again with your strength. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.